I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. The public may get a look at a draft of the Senate health care bill for the first time this week. What's it mean for Montana? Here's what the CEO of one health insurance company based in Helena has to say about it.
I don't think that their plan is going to improve health care in the state of Montana. I think it's just the opposite is going to happen. And I really do think a lot of people are going to get hurt.
That's Jerry Dworak, who runs Montana Health Co-op, one of the new health insurance companies created by the Affordable Care Act signed by President Obama. The Health Co-op covers about 40% of the Montanans who buy individual health plans. Dworak says that based on the health bill passed by the U.S. House and what Senate leaders are saying about their plans, he thinks the Republican proposals would be good for insurance companies, but not for the public in general. Tens of thousands of Montanans stand to lose health coverage.
Financially, yeah, we'd be better off. But the sad thing about it is I don't think we'd cover the people that need the care the most.
Dworak says that because the Republican health care proposal would make insurance more expensive for older people, but cheaper for younger ones. And that would mean that the overall pool of people that an insurance company covers would become younger and healthier than it is now. So they'd stand to take in more money in premiums and pay out less for health care, meaning bigger profits.
The older people couldn't afford the coverage to begin with, so they'll drop off. I mean, that's why they say after 10 years, it'll lower premium because the people that need the coverage can't get it anymore.
Dworak doesn't see a need to repeal the current health care law. He says that his company is now doing fine financially and is only planning small price increases for next year in Montana, in the single-digit percentage range. Dworak says he thinks the health co-op would continue to do well under the existing health care law, the Affordable Care Act. But Montana's Republicans in Congress, Senator Steve Daines and Representative Greg Gianforte, have said the Affordable Care Act needs to be repealed because under it, health insurance markets are, quote, collapsing. I asked Dworak if he thinks that's true.
All I can speak for is the Montana and the Idaho. I can't see them collapsing. I can't speak for Blue Cross. I haven't seen their. I did see Blue Cross's first quarter financials, the HCSCs, and they made $1 billion. I don't see that collapsing. And Pacific Source made money as a corporation, so I don't see that collapsing. And obviously, we would like to continue things the way they are right now, so we don't see it collapsing. We're making, you know, we're having a positive contribution to surplus, and everything seems to be going pretty well. Now, can they make some changes in it? Sure.
The House bill asks for pretty major cuts to Medicaid, and it sounds like that's probably going to be in the Senate bill. They're talking about rolling back Medicaid expansion, further deep cuts to Medicaid. If those cuts go through, will that impact premiums for people who are buying private coverage?
Yeah, I think so. I think that what would happen was that the rates would go up for everybody buying private coverage. You know, there is a relationship between how much money you make and how healthy you are. You know, I don't really want to go into sociological or whatever, but there's definitely a relationship there. And when Medicaid expansion went in, we saw our loss ratio go down, those people going off. So that obviously their costs were higher than the average. It will cause our rates to go up.
Republicans also want to do away with the so-called individual mandate, the requirement that most Americans have health insurance or pay a penalty. I asked Dworak if that would impact the health insurance market in Montana much.
You know, it's going to raise the rates for those people that have the coverage. Now, the mandate, as it's been used, hasn't really helped us a lot, but there has to be some benefit to that mandate. And, of course, the more the healthy people leave, the sick people have to pay more, or the people left in the pool have to pay more. So it can't help. How much it can hurt, is anybody's guess. I would say anywhere from 2 to maybe 5 or 6%. I don't know. You know, I've got a 26-year-old and I've got a 25-year-old, and they're, you know, invincible. And unless, you know, they are told to get it, you know, Al Capone once said that I can get a lot more done with a kind word and a gun than a kind word alone. And I think that would apply in this situation, too.
Dworak says that next year, Montana's health co-op is planning to raise premiums by about 5%. But that assumes that the individual mandate is still in place. Another factor that could drive up prices in Montana is if Republicans follow through on getting rid of Obamacare cost-sharing reductions. Those help low-income people with co-pays and deductibles in the health insurance plans that they buy in the private market.
That's about 20% of the total income that we receive. So if all of a sudden that goes away, then we're going to have to raise the rates up another 20%. Then there's the mandate. You know, the mandate hasn't been extremely effective, but it's still there. If that goes away, it's not going to improve your loss ratios, and you've got to have to factor that in. And then, of course, the total unknown. I mean, insurance companies are risk averse. The more unknowns there are, the higher they're going to increase your rates. So there, you know, there's that factor. So, you know, if everything stayed as is, it's 5%, we can move forward. You add the 20% with the CSRs go away, you add another 5% as if the mandate goes away, and you add another 5 or 6% just because we don't know what else is going to happen. You know, do the math. 5% can get up to 30 to 35% to 40% just by putting all these unknowns and try to factor those into a premium.
So I just want to make sure I understand you right. If the status quo stays the same, Affordable Care Act stays the way it is, you're seeing 2018 rates go up single digits.
Single digits.
And if the changes you talk about are made, then those rates are going to go up north of 30%?
They could go up north of 40%.
Dworak's Health Co-op has filed its proposed prices for 2018 with Montana's Insurance Commissioner for review. Those proposed rates aren't public yet. The insurance commissioner doesn't have the ability to change those rates, just to check them and determine if insurance companies will have the ability to pay all the claims they may be liable for. The 2018 rates were written based on the current healthcare law. If Congress repeals and replaces it, many in the industry assume that big changes wouldn't take place until 2019 at the earliest. But right now, only a handful of people know what's actually in the Senate healthcare bill. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.